Welcome to Send Me On My Way. I'm your host, Audrey Dean Kelly. And on this podcast, we're going to talk about everything from music to pop culture to reality TV to pretty much whatever I want. So let's get into it. Welcome back, y'all. Today, I wanted to talk about why musicians can be such great hires in other industries, because most of us need a day job while we pursue our careers. And you don't have to sacrifice in your day job. And I feel like I've found a really great balance in the past 10 years with what I've done. I have worked in HR. Actually, my first internship when I was younger was at a company called SBE. That might sound familiar if you watched The Hills. It was where Heidi worked, Bolt House Productions. So I started my career there as an HR intern. And so that has partially inspired this episode, because historically I have not highlighted my experience as a musician within my career. And I think recently I'm changing that, because especially with this podcast and with producing an album, I think it's an important skill set that I've really learned. And I've really thought about all of the other skill sets that being a musician has made me a better employee, to be honest with you. I am an incredibly loyal employee. I've been with my company for 10 years. And in hindsight, I think part of that goes back to my history playing in bands. Because when you play in bands and you have that teamwork in a band, it becomes almost like a family. And I feel like I've approached that in a similar way with my career. The people I work with, I'm very close with them. They feel like family to me. And I definitely think that goes back to my history of working with other people, starting at, like, I don't know, 14 years old was when I put my first band together. So I think, number one, amazing team players. Number two, also amazing at working alone. I am someone who some days I work a lot with other people in my job. And then other days I really need to dive into, like, analytical projects and kind of manage my own workload. And I've done that for a long time. I've been really lucky to have amazing bosses and mentors who let me work as I need to be the most efficient. And some of those days means I really need to work alone. And that goes back to any musician who knows how to play an instrument, actually even singing, you have to spend a lot of time alone, working on things in a very regimented way. So I'll give you some examples. I historically have been a classically trained vocalist. I studied classical voice in college at Occidental. And that was really the time when I started doing vocal scales and seeing the growth and the difference of what doing that daily made. So that created a very regimented and healthy habit within me. My voice didn't sound as good if I was hungover. I got to the point where I wanted to feel good so that I could sing well. So it helped me to make, I think, more positive choices with what I spent my time doing. I picked up guitar. I completely taught myself guitar. Now, I did take, like, a class in college for, like, one semester, but I already knew guitar going into that. And it did help me, but fully taught myself guitar. So incredibly teachable. And that is something that companies should value. And that if you're a musician and you're on the job hunt, do not be afraid to show them all of the things that you have learned through being a musician. It shows dedication. It shows, I mean, growth mindset. That everybody's talking about growth mindset these days. And like, being a musician is like one of the highest forms of growth mindset in my mind. Now, some people come to things a little more naturally than others, but maybe with your vocals, you can just naturally have a good voice and you may not need to like do all the exercises. I don't know. I think it's a muscle. I think you have to work it. You have to improve it. But an instrument, you have to put in the time. Not only that, but playing an instrument, at least in my experience, taught me to approach things in the most logical, effective way from a very early age. I'll give you an example. And when I was younger, when I was a professional musician, it was like my job, I also did some like side gigs where I would teach kids guitar. And in that process of teaching someone else guitar, it made me realize the way I approach it is very strategic and very the most effective way to play that song. And it's something that happens really naturally. And I give you that framework because it's something that you can apply, or at least in my experience, I have applied that to how I operate as an employee. I see processes. Now, I work in operations, so like I see processes and I try to look at it in how can we do this in the most effective way? How can we make this easier? Why are we taking 10 steps when we can take 2? And it's not laziness. It goes back to being a musician. It goes back to me at an early age learning that if I play a C to a G, it's going to make more sense if I have that rooted finger there so I don't have to look and I can guide myself. Now, that is an unconscious thing that I naturally just did. I can apply all of that into what I do on a day-to-day basis in my job. So you too, as musicians, are doing that. I want you guys to think about the things that you do and the way that you approach your musicianship and how it can apply to your career. Now, I say this as someone who I work in an artistic field, but I don't work in music. And I have a separation of those two things. I think unconsciously I've done it for a reason. I think when I was in college, music always felt like my exciting, fun escape. I remember the time that I was like most prolific with writing would be like when I really needed to study for an exam that I wanted to do music and I didn't want to study for that exam. So I was procrastinating and doing the thing that I really enjoyed. But it made it feel like a fun escape for me. And so having a career that is in an artistic field, and I definitely apply all of these skills unknowingly, to be honest with you, over the years. It's really only in me workshopping this podcast. And I think recently I've updated my LinkedIn. You know, I'm bored. I have a lot of time on my hands. And I have realized that I'm going to shift in how I market myself as an employee to my own company to show them that I have a very wide set of skills that can and have benefited us in a lot of ways. And I think you guys can do that too. You know, it's a tough job market. It really is. But you don't have to see your passion in music as something you need to hide if you're going for a career in something that's not in music. And I mean, Rick Rubin said this on his podcast recently, and I really agreed with it. It's a really healthy thing to separate those and have a career that gives you the freedom and ability to have more flexibility in your art. And that's to say, when you shift to where your art is the only thing that's paying the bills, it puts a different kind of pressure on it. I've found it makes it, and I did that, you know, before I moved to New York, that's what I was doing for a couple of years. And I mean, that was, I have no regrets about that experience of my life. I'm so glad I did it. I definitely set myself back as far as like a traditional career path, in that I have like a gap of time where I was just doing music. And I think that had I had that at this age, I would have been a higher level. But that was the most valuable time in my life. I ran my own business. I was marketing myself. I was creating, doing all the graphic design for any of my marketing materials for my music. I was designing my website. I was, reaching out to venues, booking, doing all of it, tour management, you name it. But it really taught me how to be really self-sufficient. And just to go back to the point, when I moved to New York and I got into my career, which when I first moved to New York, I worked in HR. I purposefully separated those things because I think partially because working in HR, you really need to be like super buttoned up. And I felt like the musician piece, I don't know, I just separated them. I really consciously separated them. And, you know, obviously people who worked with me knew that that was part of my life. And like, I would do things too, where like, I would be able to do things at work sometimes. Like I remember early on in my career, they had me like sing a little like Christmas jingle that went out to the stores. And then like, you know, I've performed in different capacities, over the years, but like all in all, I've pretty much kept it separate. And I think for anybody who is on the job hunt, you don't necessarily have to keep those things separate anymore. I think you should highlight, I mean, one of the number one things that is a really great skill of a musician is you're incredibly teachable. You are incredibly teachable. And I'll give you an example. I started in HR and I transferred to visual merchandising. Now that is something that is so different. So different. Like I didn't know anything about VM when I got into it, but I learned it. I learned a completely different career and thrived in it and carved my own like place within it as we grew. And so, I haven't always thought about it in a link to my musicianship, but look, I mean, if you think about what I do as far as operations goes, it definitely, I'm good at it because of all the strategy that I've had to learn over the years as being a musician. I 1,000% apply those skills. And the constant development. So in the same way that I learn new skills as an artist, between podcasting because I enjoy this, or producing my own music after years of not, or learning the synthesizer. I mean, don't get me started on that. Anybody who knows how to operate a synthesizer, honestly, I'm pretty sure you could do like complex computer programming, because it is the least straightforward thing, and it's very scientific, and that is really complex skill set. But I think when you break it down, it shows that you can learn not so intuitive systems.
Talk about reverse engineering, because that is a term that I think most of us musicians are very familiar with. But I want to talk about that when it comes to your career. When you see someone with a career that you want, and with an end goal that you want to have, you should apply that same reverse engineering to that strategy of how you're going to get it. So look at their LinkedIn. Look at the skills that they have acquired. If you can continually develop yourself as a producer, if you can learn the languages of music, there are a lot of other systems that you can learn too that can further your career. And for a long time, I wasn't doing that. I was, talk about limiting beliefs. I was thinking that like I wouldn't be able to learn design systems. And then last year I taught myself SketchUp, and I kind of opened myself up to the fact that like, if I can teach myself Logic, I can teach myself a lot of other programs that can benefit my career. So right now, the next thing that's on my list to master is Rhino. It's something that when I'm looking at people in my industry who have the jobs that I want, they have that qualification. So now I'm going to take the same growth mindset, technological mindset that I've applied to my music career, and I'm going to apply that to my personal career, and I'm going to invest in those systems so that I can then reverse engineer and get that position eventually and get myself there. So all of this to say, you are a really strong employee, and your background in music, let it translate. Let it synergize the things that you do. I think that musicians, okay, talk about how many systems we have to work on, between the distribution, between the mastering, between the mixing, between the license registrations. Don't get me started on ILOC. You have to kind of see a synergy within these systems. And with that said, you can also see things that do not make sense. I have a really strong preference over what music streaming platform I use. I feel that way because as an artist, I'm going to use the system that helps me grow the most. So the platform that is the most artist-friendly in sharing content on social media, even in the way that you let me queue up the next song for my playlist, even the tiniest little thing on if I have to click on two steps to make that happen, or if I have to just swipe, I'm going to choose the platform where I can just swipe. Now, how does that relate to business? It does, because you have those preferences in the ways that you've worked within the systems that you've worked in. So apply that into whatever field you have. Apply that to a customer experience or a visual experience in my case. These things are not mutually exclusive. So don't pigeonhole all of that experience, all of the obstacles you've faced, all of the problem-solving skills. I'll give you a great example. I mean, this is an example of agility. So when I went to release one of my singles, I had, and this is when I kind of first got into like building music off of samples, and I had made the mistake of building a song off of like a song starter in Splice. And Splice, if you're not familiar, is like a royalty-free sampling service. It's fantastic. But it's royalty-free in a sense. The problem is so much of the industry uses it that if you use a really, really popular sound, and somebody else, a bigger artist, used that same sound, then that bigger artist who released it before you is going to have, basically, when you go to try to promote it on Instagram, you're going to get blocked for copyright because Instagram's going to pick up on that audio that was also used in someone else's, and it's going to categorize that because it does not know that both of you guys use Splice, and actually you both legally have equally the same right to use it. There's an interesting lawsuit with Justin Bieber and with this exact thing happening. So for any of you who like to throw shame at us artists who use Splice, some of the biggest artists in the game use it. I hate to break it to you. But what happened was I was very new to this. I had filtered it for like the most popular song starter. And like, thank God Splice has developed a lot of tools so that this doesn't really happen anymore. But I went to release my track and, of course, start getting that copyright notice. And I'm like, what? I've done all this work. This is my new release. I can't release it. Like, I can't promote it. And I've been using this service that says that all of these things are copyright free, so they are to my benefit. So anyways, I almost just chucked the whole song and was like, forget it, I can't use this, and I probably can't use a couple of these other ones, and almost gave up. But then I was like, no, I have a synthesizer. I have a MIDI keyboard. I can listen to this and figure out what it is I like about this, and I'm just going to rebuild the track. And I'm not going to make it sound exactly like it, but I'm going to engineer it in a way where I'm going to get around this. I'm going to change the sounds. I'm going to change the chords. I'm going to basically, again, reverse engineer what I had already done. And that's exactly what I did. I reverse engineered it. I recorded it. I released it. And it is pretty decent song, and it's done pretty well. So, well, I mean, in relative terms. But that is an example I give because that is the kind of problem solving that you want your employees to have. That's exactly the type of attitude that is going to benefit your organization, because that is someone who, especially in like critical high pressure situations where you need to make a decision and that decision is going to have knock-on effects and somebody needs to make that call, you know who's great at making those calls? Musicians. We have strong opinions. We have strong taste, strong opinions, strong problem-solving skills, and that should be something that you lead with when you are looking for a role. It really should be. But also, you should try to find a field where you can use those things. Now, I've managed to do that. I'm not going to say it's the easiest thing, but again, I pivoted. I made, you know, what some might have said a lateral move, but ultimately, I get to do something that I'm that excites me, that doesn't compete with my other ambitions, and gives me the security to build the life that I want. You know, I think we need to get away from this feeling and narrative that the only way to be a successful musician is to have some big record deal and, you know, win a Grammy. There are a lot of varying levels of success. And I think for so long, people have been so focused on that, like, I have to be Taylor Swift, that they haven't realized that the magic is in the process. The magic is the busking in the subway. And the, you know, I heard Lady Gaga talk about how many bars she had to change on pissed on bathroom floors before she played gigs. Been there. Yeah. And like, that is the magic. That's the fun. So if you're chasing this, trying to shortcut the process, you don't get the point of the process. The fun is in the journey here. And I feel like a lot of musicians, they get that, they know that. But I say that because, as I mentioned earlier, having something that gives you that space to have the things that you want, you know, in my case, be able to have children, be able to live in a city that I want to live in, be able to, you know, record music and have security. And like, look, I know people who, you know, when I was younger and I was doing this more for a living, I know other people who kind of took the route of never get a day job, only play music. And some of them, yes, they got further. But some of them now are not much further than me, and they have zero skills when it comes to having a backup plan and having security. There's no shame in figuring out both. There is a way. There is a way. And like, yeah, at some point, if your music blows up, you might have to quit your day job. And like, that's the goal. But that's not what this podcast right now is about. This is about helping you so that you can create that environment where you're well taken care of and you're feeling fulfilled and you're working and you're also able to do your music and you're able to not put so much pressure on the outcome and enjoy the journey, because honestly, that's where the magic and the real creativity starts to happen. Anybody who's on the job hunt, add that to your LinkedIn profile. Add your musical skills. Don't be afraid to show the synergy between those things. And as always, thanks for listening, y'all. Love ya.